This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Even before a Chinese spy balloon was spotted over the United States, tensions were elevated between the two countries. AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, not the least of which is China's understood support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. On Tuesday, Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations by 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships. 20 of those aircraft crossed the central line in the Taiwan Strait that has long been an unofficial buffer zone. Beijing has also increased preparations for a potential blockade or military action against Taiwan.
That was Lisa Dwyer reporting. Amid increasing tensions between Israel and Palestinians, President Joe Biden hosted King Abdullah of Jordan for a private lunch Thursday, the second White House meeting between the leaders in less than a year and the third since Biden took office. The White House said in a statement the president affirmed his strong support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and recognized Jordan's crucial role as the custodian of Muslim holy places in Jerusalem. Biden and Abdullah also discussed opportunities and mechanisms to reduce tensions, particularly in the West Bank, where the bloodiest violence in years has occurred. The third day of his trip to Africa, Pope Francis told leaders of the Catholic Church in the Democratic Republic of Congo they can help fight the injustice that has plagued the region for so long. Francis spoke Thursday as he led prayers at the Cathedral of Notre Dame of Congo in the DRC capital, Kinshasa. For more news, please join us at our website, the